Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Mem Tes, and we're learning Siman Yud. So the Mishnah Berurah learns multiple points here in this Siman, not like the Chayodim, and the Ikar Pesach is like the Mishnah Berurah. So we're going to learn the Chayodim and then point out how the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. But I'd also like to point out some of the Chiddush in the approach of the Chayodim. So Chayodim deals with the case where a person put food in his mouth without making a bracha. So we have the problem of eating something from Arlam Hazeh below bracha. That's number one. Number two, we have the idea if he spits the food out, the food might go to waste. And you're wasting food, which Chazal discouraged that. There's an issue of Ibud Oichlem. It seems to be a combination of the concept of Baal Tashchis and a specific issue by Oichlem, the Chazal, because of the Cheshivas of Oichel, the significance of being able, the Bereshim gave sustenance to the world, to waste that is something which Chazal assert. So above and beyond the issue of Baal Tashchis, there's a separate issue of Ibud Oichlem. There's a third issue that when we make a bracha, so the Chazal darshan from a pasuk in Tillim, Yemale piti hilosecho, that the bracha should be said with a full mouth. The mouth should be full of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be nothing else in your mouth when you're making a bracha. So how do we combine these three things? So the Chayyadim says like this, Shochach v'hichnas eichon l'piv v'boloi bracha. A person mistakenly put food in his mouth without a bracha, and the truth is it's not necessarily a case where he made a mistake. Even a person intentionally did that, chas v'shalom, and then decided to do tshuva, you would have the same halachas. But obviously the much more common case is a person just forgot. Okay. Im hudabar sha'af im yiflat usar lo yiyah ma'us, yafliteno li yodoy v'yivorcha lov, d'chsiv yimali piti l'secho. So, primary issue, what we want is that a person has to make a bracha before he eats. So, make the bracha. Well, should you leave the food in your mouth? If it's something which you can remove from your mouth and it will not, as it were, damage the food, so the food, when it comes out, has not been chewed yet, and it's, let's say, it's not meus to take it out, you'll be able to eat it again. So take it out, make the bracha, and then eat the food. V'imudav shenimas. If it's something which doing that would make it that it would be repulsive to eat, so you're going to end up, the result by spitting it out is that you end up not eating that food, so you've wasted the food. So then mitzalko l'sarechot b'umavorech. So that the osher l'abed oichlem, the issue of ibud oichlem will take precedence over Yemali Piti Losecho. So you make the bracha before you actually eat it, because putting food in your mouth is not the chi of bracha. The ikri chi of bracha is for the idea of swallowing it. There are many Rishonim who hold that, for example, on a day of, a person wants to taste something without a bracha, even if it's a large amount. If you're not going to be swallowing it, it is, you're allowed to do that without making a bracha. There is a shita which holds not like that, so we don't do that in chachila. We try to avoid putting large amounts in our mouth for the purpose of te'ima. The person is just tasting, the person is making some food and tasting something to see how whether it is seasoned well. So if it's a small amount, the person can put it in their mouth without a bracha and then spit it out if they plan to eat it. It's mechoz v'chad another way. And in that situation, the best thing to do is actually have intent to eat it for the purpose of enjoying it, to be able to make a vadi bracha. But what we see from here, this concept of putting food in your mouth alone is not chayav on a bracha. So moving it to the side would not be a problem of bracha rishona, it'll just be a problem of yemale piti l'secho. In regards to that issue, the problem of ibud oichlem, of destroying food, of damaging food, takes precedence, and so he will move it to the side, not be ma'abed oichol, but not have his mouth full of the praise of Hashem, say the bracha and then swallow it. Mim humashkin, if it's a liquid, she yafshur l'sakol l'tzadin v'lebarach. You can't open your mouth and make a bracha with liquid in it. It's just going to spill out. So now what does he do? Im yesh lo oid mashkin, yaflit elu l'ibut. So the Chayyarim says, if you have other liquid to drink, so we're not losing the opportunity for you to have what to drink. So then, so then you should just spit this out. Now the Mishabura says that it is toiv to do that, but the Mishabura holds mikra din, a person could swallow it. And make a bracha chorna, a bracha rishona on the subsequent liquid. Now the chayav deals, but let's say you do not have any other thing to drink. So if you spit it out, you don't have nothing to drink. So what should you do? So the Mishabura holds that you would continue just to drink it and then say bracha chorna afterwards. So we're not going to take away from you the benefit from Olam Hazeh, having the liquid, and that which you say, also Lahonis Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha, you'll fulfill that with saying the Bracha Achrona. Chayyarim has a different approach, and we'll do that, Be'ez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.